This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The geniuses on the radio are all right here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. I don't give myself that much credit, but I give it to Jennifer, Victoria, and Jay, who's out for the rest of the week on the mend, hopefully. We are here to discuss the issues of the day, the events of the day, to inspire people to understand through our optimism what really is, what's the reality? What is the reality? Not everything that is faced can be changed, but nothing can be changed until it's faced, writes author James Baldwin, something to remember. Here's an inspiration for you, ladies. A woman named Olga Semenina is dead. 24 years old. She was electrocuted when her iPhone, which was on the charger, fell into the bathtub.
Uh-oh.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Not a good look.
No. Yikes.
So, how is it that people are so attached to these things? You got to have them next to them in bed. They have to have them on their person all the time. You got to have it on them next to the bathtub. What is there?
Probably scrolling the gram while you're in the tub. It's the new, you know, reading a book.
Yeah. Yeah. Or taking a picture of your toes and the bubbles.
Right.
Who does that? Anybody?
Well, selfies.
Know? The COVID situation has gotten bad. The Chinese, apparently, according to our State Department, they've registered a strong protest with China after American diplomats arriving in Beijing have been subjected to anal COVID swabs. Ugh. You heard about this?
No.
Chinese health experts claim that they're... Listen to this. These people have all...
Wait, this is real?
Yeah, yeah.
I thought this was like one of your little fake news headlines.
No. The idea here is that apparently the Chinese have figured out that this is a place that the virus spreads. I don't know how they figured it out, but they figured it out.
Well, I mean, you do... There is viral load. I think one of the things, remember, is that people could spread it with the ksh in the public restroom.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe that's what they're thinking. Seems like there are other ways. Like, I would tell them to go north, you know.
Yeah.
Come at me with that.
See you later. So, let's talk. Let's get an update. First of all, as eyes are on California, Jennifer, and you're our eyes and ears in California, the vagaries of California politics today, the recall. Is he getting anywhere, Newsom, with his quest to legally sort of squash the recall?
Well, there's new polling out. It's a CBS poll that says that this is just a dead heat, which is what all the polls have been indicating. This poll says that it's 52-48, but the margin of error is 4%. So they're right at the margin of error. Larry Elder still leads the pack.
Yeah, you mean
as to whether or not it's a recall.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Larry Elder still leads the pack of people, I think, 20. He's pulling anywhere between 23 and 27%. I actually went to Real Clear Politics yesterday, just to see what the recall looks like in all of the polling. Because a lot of times, you know, the local news sites will only pick up certain polls, and so I just wanted to see kind of an overview of everything that's out there. And according to Real Clear Politics, the average is 0.5% in favor of the recall right now when you look at all the polling. 0.5%. Really tight. And then Larry Elder, they have up on average over 10% as the most likely candidate to beat out Gavin Newsom. There is a lawsuit, however, that's not getting a ton of attention, but that's an important one. It was filed by two people in California who say that because this election could be a plurality rather than a majority, that somehow they feel it's unconstitutional. The reason I don't think that this is going to work is that we've been having recalls in this form for decades in California. So precedence has already been set as far as what these recalls look like, and this one's not being done any differently. So we've recalled a governor back in the 2000s, a lot of city council people. a state assemblyman has just been recalled a couple of years ago, and all of them are using the same form. Their argument is that Newsom could lose the recall and still get 48% of the votes supporting him, as opposed to one of the other candidates who may win, like a Larry Elder, with 28% of the vote. And so Newsom would still conceivably have more support, even though that's not how this recall is set up. So because it's a special election, this is kind of built into the state constitution. So we'll see if there's any traction there. And then one candidate, also kind of the big news, one of the bigger stories, that one of the candidates actually had a heart attack on Sunday and dropped out of the race. Doug Osee, congressman from Sacramento, was running. He had about 2-3% support, and now he's out.
All right, so let's talk about Afghanistan and the anger that's boiling over in our country among people who have come here from Afghanistan. The person that apparently I was talking about, the Air Force cargo plane had 648 people. That was wrong. There were 649 people. It was somebody in the wheel well who didn't make it. That's how desperate these people are to get out of there.
Well,
that sounds like
also just a scene from
a bad movie.
Breaking news in the last hour or so. It's being reported that there was basically a trampling. There was a stampede into the airport, and they believe right now that 17 people have been trampled. Whether or not they are going to live or die, I don't know. There's also a really famous story, you know, we were talking about earlier, how the Taliban has come out and said that they are going to be all for women's rights. Well, as long as you follow Sharia law, which doesn't give women very good rights at all, as they were saying this, they were actually executing a woman who was not wearing a burqa. So women's rights in that area, I don't think, are something that they can keep their promise on.
What are the rest of the leaders around the world? I've heard very much.
Well, this is one of the other atrocities, is that Biden didn't speak to anybody until he got criticized for not speaking to anybody late last night. This is the president that said he wasn't going to be like Trump and he was going to operate in a unified way with our world allies. He didn't talk to anybody in the run-up to this. And so last night late, I guess he talked to Boris Johnson, and now they're going to try to pull together some kind of G7 conference call, I guess, later this week to try to address what's going on. But I mean, the failures are really stacking up, and you've got people now turning on each other. You've got people who are looking at Biden himself as making this decision. You have people at the State Department blaming the Pentagon blaming the intelligence community coming out and said, we warned everybody as to what was going on. Why are we in this situation? So there's a lot of finger pointing happening right now.
All right. Speaking of finger pointing, to get another shot or not to get another shot, and how do you prove that you've had your vaccine? One of the things my son was telling me yesterday, who's in the television production business, that the Seth and Tucker, the actor, who's our family friend, say that now when you go onto a set, even if it's not in a studio, but let's say like Tucker's been shooting for the past 5 or 6 weeks a movie around LAX, and it's at night. And when you come onto the set, wherever you are, you got to have your card. You got to show that you've had the shots. And apparently that's the way it is all around Hollywood or all around La La Land, right? If you want to get on the set, didn't this all start with Tom, I was going to say Tom Cruise, with Cruise.
Tom Cruise. You're talking about Tom Cruise and Mission Impossible.
Yeah, right.
Well, it didn't start with him, but the COVID protocols were, I think, set by the unions, by SAG and by the Writers Guild, and so they, you know, took CDC guidance and then said this is how everybody has to be on set. Tom Cruise went viral because he was yelling at people who were violating that, and he said, you know, you'll be fired if you don't follow these protocols. So
he was one of the first ones, though, to do that, I think. But now it's
well that we know of because it went viral, because he kind of was acting like a lunatic, and so people.
Well, the broadcasters are doing it as well as the actors. A lot of the broadcast companies now, the big broadcasters, are requiring. If you know, everybody's come back. Not everybody, but since COVID is sort of been on the slow end, and I'm not sure that's the case now. But anyway, people coming back to studios, coming back into offices. You want to come to work for us? Get a shot. You don't want to come to work for us? Don't bother coming back. And so people have asked whether they could stay at home because they've been working at home. How about we don't get a vaccine and we stay at home? And I'm not sure that there's been any...
No, companies aren't falling for that. They want people vaccinated so that they can get people back into the office. So just to say, well, I don't have a shot, I'm going to stay working from home, that's not going to fly with a lot of companies.
Well, have you heard that from... what are you doing at your company, Jennifer? You're not doing anything, right?
No, why would I? It's not my job to tell people what to do with themselves. No. I mean, most of our staff at CRN is vaccinated. I don't know about it, Salem, but it's not, that's not my business. And when the county tells me it's my business, I'm going to ignore it because it's not my business. So I'm not in the business of checking people's health status.
Okay, can I give you a tip on what to start your local program in the next hour in Los Angeles with?
Love a tip, sure.
This morning. There's a new way that doctors have discovered to remove earwax from your ear.
Back on earwax.
Yeah, we're on earwax now. Use an eyedropper or a syringe and olive oil. Apparently, the olive oil dissolves the earwax.
You know, now what's going to happen is you're going to stick a bottle of olive oil in your ear, and you're going to get an ear infection.
Yeah.
Don't do this.
What, olive oil is good? No, olive oil is pure.
You're saying to put olive oil in your ear canal.
Yeah. Well, take a little dropper.
For what purpose?
To loosen the earwax that's in there so that it will come out naturally.
That's a bad idea.
I believe that this could work, but I know you, and you will never put in just a little bit of olive oil. You will actually pour in half a bottle, and then you're going to have an ear infection.
I'll have a little ear dropper.
Why do you need this? I don't get it. Why do you need this?
I didn't say. I'm looking at the new Farmer's Almanac. There's a section in it called Living Naturally. I'm preparing for the farm program later today, the American
Family
Farmer's
Show. You've been very obsessed with earwax today, all day, though.
Well, because I think it's important people don't know how to deal with the problems that are created by having too much earwax. And so this is
a clean ear mandate on this program?
Yes. You got to sterilize the dropper, though. Cook it in boiling warm water before you stick it in your ear. That's all.
Don't stick anything in your ear. An ear,
not
nose, and throat doctor.
You know what I'm saying? On the edge of your ear.
Consult your doctor before doing anything you hear on this program.
Dr. Doug, practicing without a license on the DJV Health Program at 18 after the hour.
It's like I blinked and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now and faster than ever. It's a whole different world.
Your business is changing. The United States Postal Service is changing with it. We're bringing you fast, reliable shipping nationwide. And we're bringing it right when your customers need it. Let's discover new routes. Visit usps.com/new routes. The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
Okay, so if you don't already know, Kohl's is the best-kept secret for back-to-school shopping. My daughter's heading off to college, and I got a great deal on a bedding set for her dorm, which she absolutely loves. Picked up some pillows for $11.99, and got her new jeans for just $21.99. I mean, whoa. With prices like that, you can't say no. Did I mention I got Kohl's Cash, and it was ready for pickup in less than an hour? So, yeah, I'd say it was a success.
Select styles. Prices good 8/18 to 8/22, 2021. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Nothing beats the feel of a great towel when you step out of the shower. Wrap yourself in nothing but the best with the MyPillow towel set. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology, makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself and return them if you don't like them. Made with cotton grown in the U.S., available in a variety of colors, every towel set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and a washcloth two-pack. For a limited time, get the MyPillow six-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for just $39.99, using the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials square, enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts you can get from using the DJV code on all the MyPillow products right there online, MyPillow.com. Six-piece towel set for $39.99 right now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
After the hour here on the DJV program, and it's about time for us to deal with trending items in this hour. I will ask Victoria a question, and she will give us all an answer as to how things fit together here. So if you were interested in actresses that used to be practicing Scientology, you've come to the right place, because that's up first right after this.
The moment you fire up a Gator UTV, the engine has your full attention. The completed job is on the horizon, and the trail meets its match. Just like that, you made short work of a long to-do list. Run with us on a John Deere Gator UTV. With effortless four-wheel drive at the flip of a switch and our smoothest shifting transmission yet, nothing runs like a Deere. Search John Deere Gator for more.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
All right, actually, this is pretty important for a lot of the right reasons. It's too bad. This guy who plays for the Oakland A's, his name is Chris Bassett. What's the update on him, Victoria?
Well, you might see his name trending everywhere right now. He was carted off the field in the second inning of Tuesday night's game against the White Sox. He was hit in the head by a line drive.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know. It's one of those moments where you just cringe. He was he immediately fell to the ground after he was struck by the ball. It came it came off of the White Sox center fielder Brian Goodwin's bat at 100.1 miles per hour.
Bunga bunga.
So Chris Bassett fell to the ground immediately. I guess was sort of in and out of consciousness. He eventually was taken off the field. He was helped onto a golf cart. He was taken off the field. He actually was conscious when they carted him away. Hmm. But oh my gosh, yeah, that's one of those moments where you don't watch the replay. It's not
as fun. As if you didn't know, all of the trending sites are loaded with stuff about Afghanistan, loaded with stuff about shots and COVID, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I thought it was interesting, after the Taliban takeover, these athletes from Afghanistan who are in the Paralympic Games, which I think now, after the regular Olympics over, they're being held this week, if I'm not mistaken, and so they're not allowed. The government, the Taliban says you can't go. So all of these people, how many athletes from Afghanistan are we talking about here? Do you know?
Two athletes were scheduled to compete. A taekwondo, in a taekwondo category, and a track athlete. So other than that, I don't know how many they have. However, it would have been historic because there's a 23-year-old woman who would have been the first female representing Afghanistan in the Paralympics.
Yep.
So unfortunately, all of that has come to an end.
Oof.
The games are actually going to start on the 24th of August.
Here's the number one thing on trending. Every single list I saw today has this man who is clinging to the ride and then fell off of it in Utah, the theme park there. Did you see that?
I didn't see it, but this,
oof.
That's, yeah, oof,
right.
Crazy.
Have you plunged 60 feet? So I guess I'm trying to figure out how he got himself in that precarious position in the first place, right?
Yeah, I don't know how this happened. Like, how did he get to that point? I don't know.
I don't know. But maybe he was doing it as a stunt, but good Lord. He was a gymnast, apparently, practicing for American Ninja Warrior. That'll go well on their credential list at NBC.
Oh, yeah.
They'll be loving that. 28 past the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades. Only available at Walmart.
Gonna miss you around here, Iris.
Olivia's best optometry technician is going back to school.
Did we get that new friend?
Her eye is already twitching about finding a replacement.
Ugh, this can't keep happening. We're gonna have to cancel appointments.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Screen for quality candidates with the skills your role needs with Indeed Assessments. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses and automatically adjusts to keep you both effortlessly comfortable. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all smart beds are on sale. To save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The erosion of American rights to choose is being eroded by leaders in America. Democrat Mayor Bill de Blasio, on his vaccine mandate Tuesday, says this is not about discrimination.
But the reason I also want to say it's not discrimination, this is about protecting people. In our society, for generations, we've done all sorts of things to protect people. We have driver's licenses. There's so many things we do to protect people. This is a way of protecting people. But for the many, many establishments, they still have a huge number of people they can serve right now who are vaccinated. And we know a lot of people are now going to be encouraged to get vaccinated.
There are no provisions in the mandate for the millions that have natural immunity by already having COVID-19, or if they're allergic to the vaccine ingredients. New Yorkers will be fined $1,000 for the first offense, then $2,500 for infractions after that. 686 Americans died from COVID-19 complications on Tuesday. USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
So how does the world community deal with the Taliban regime in Afghanistan? Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Countries around Afghanistan are now working to figure out how best to deal with an impending Taliban government in a neighboring country. Pakistan's ambassador to the United Nations says that they need to be ready to engage with the Taliban and encourage an inclusive government in Afghanistan. Munir Akram tells Fox News that the international community should be ready to apply pressure on the Taliban.
We need to encourage an inclusive government in Kabul. And there too, I think the United States, Pakistan, and other countries are working in Doha as well as in Islamabad. We have a delegation of a number of non-Pashtun ethnic representatives who have been meeting with our foreign minister and with our leadership in order to get an engagement with them and the Taliban in order to evolve a representative government.
The Space Force officer, Lieutenant Colonel Matthew Lohmeyer, who was removed from his command post for condemning Marxism and critical race theory, is leaving the force.
Service members are allowed to advocate for the revolutionary agenda, narrative, and cause, but to either disagree with talking points or ideas or to point out the partisanship is to have a finger wag back at you and to be accused of being politically partisan.
More on Lieutenant Colonel Matthew Lohmeyer can be heard on Epic Times. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It's now 34 after the hour, Victoria. This is the DJV program. Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen on the air for this Wednesday, the 18th of August. One of the things that's most perplexing in a day, in a week, in a month, in a year, and a lifetime of perplexions, if that's a word. One of the things Victoria and I were just decrying, the language. I was listening to a commercial, and I cannot believe that people who are copywriters are this ignorant of the English language. You do something twice, you don't do it two times. There's no such thing as a reference to doing it two times. It's twice. And
and that, to me, that's a minor infraction compared to what I keep hearing.
How many we listen to these commercials, and these are professionals who are getting paid lots of money to write copy. There's no such thing as for free. It is free. It's not for free. I was an English teacher for 4 years, and I certainly practiced it. Am I perfect? No. I come up with some real boners once in a while myself. But stuff like that, for free, and twice, and that's, oh my, it's like rubbing those fingernails on the blackboard, which, by the way, has been, now there are, the new school that we have here in Framingham doesn't have blackboards on it. Do you know that? It has screens that take info from a computer, and that's what goes up on the screen. The screen is the size of the blackboard in the front of the room and on the side of the room. The, you know, in the old days or whatever, when I was in school, and probably when you were in school, blackboards on the front and all on the sides where there weren't windows, they were all blackboards. So the teacher or the kids could go up and write things, and you'd have something big to look at and understand what was going on. Now they have these huge, what's the size of your television screen? You have some absurd, like, 9 feet.
No, ours isn't that, I wish. No, ours is only 55 inches. It's not that big.
No, that's mine size. Okay, well, anyway, some of them are huge, and you know, you have them up there, and then the teacher puts into the computer whatever the lesson is or whatever she wants to make a point. It's a picture, it's a word, something like that. Matter of fact, Miles was even telling
you. Didn't you use those projectors when you were teaching?
I used projectors.
Right, and so it's the same thing. It's just now it's just neater and cleaner looking, and all the students get a get a copy.
That's
of,
interesting
of
you
the
say that. I had forgotten about that. You pull down the screen, the white screen,
right,
as
right.
if you're doing a film, and then you would have a. It wasn't
and like
a,
the cellophane kind of clear thing
right.
that you would write.
Yeah,
right.
yeah. You put them on top of the layer on top
yeah.
of the.
So that's
projector.
All this is. It's just
yeah.
less clunky.
I guess that's true. Okay. Well, thank you.
Were you about to say that you need to bring back the blackboard? Is that what you were going to say?
Well, I think the blackboard was a great way of being of self-expression for teachers. As well as I used to love to get youngsters to go up to the board and to answer a question by explaining it, not writing it down, you know, for yourself and then explain it, but putting it up on the board so that everybody could see it and they could learn from it. And I never allowed kids to chastise or make fun of somebody who put up the wrong answer. If you have the wrong answer, then you correct it. You figure it out. That's a really... don't get me started on teaching today. All right, let's get to what's going on in Haiti. As most of us know, they've experienced a 7.2 magnitude earthquake, the death of thousands of people now, tens of thousands injured. The infrastructure damage is unreal. So there are a lot of people asking, which nonprofit should I send money to? Because Americans are very generous, and they'll send $5, $10, whatever they have. So may I suggest to you, I'm going to give you a list of a few places that you can perhaps donate so that you won't send your money to a rat hole like the Red Cross. It doesn't go where you want it to go. So there's something called the Haitian Health Foundation, Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
It provides medical care and transport for emergencies. It's a local non-government organization funded by the UN in part and some of its members. There is a website you can go to, HaitianHealthFoundation.org. And then there's Project Hope. Are you familiar? I've always thought the Project
Hope. I've heard of Project Hope.
Remember the ship that sails and it says Hope on it? It's a like a Doctors Without Borders kind of thing. And this is a Florida-based nonprofit. It has 62 Haitian employees that are helping to deliver all kinds of information and healthcare services as well. So there's another website there, Hope for Haiti. And then there's the Greater Miami Jewish Federation, which is very generous. 100% of the money, 100%, 100% of the money goes to help. Website Greater Miami Jewish Federation. And let's see here. There's Charity Navigator. Maybe that's the best place to send people, Victoria, to Charity Navigator, because they have the scoop mm-hmm. on all of them. There's so doggone many scammers,
yeah.
and they'll use this crisis as an opportunity to take advantage of those people who need the help. So if you want to be sure that the money is going to a valid relief organization, you don't have to do anything other than go check out the charity in question by going to charitynavigator.org. All right? I hope that's a word of the wise. How about these?
I mean,
folks?
One other charity that my husband and I are sort of connected to through Mitch Album. My husband Lewis used to work with Mitch Album.
Great,
more famous really for being an author,
Brooks,
you know, the
right.
people you meet in heaven,
yeah.
things like that. Yeah. Tuesdays with Maury, most famous.
Yeah.
He has the Have Faith Haiti Mission, which is an orphanage
oh.
that he's been running for a really long time, and he's doing a lot of disaster relief too. So it's a wonderful.
Good.
He's a wonderful human being, and
yes, he is. I've heard lots. I've never
really,
actually met him, but I did interview him once about one of the books that he wrote. He was close,
yeah.
and he's been in Detroit forever. He's been in Detroit since I was a student. The guy's
yeah.
got to be 70 something, maybe older than I am at this point. That's possible. All right. Let's get to today's celebration. It is National Fajita Day. True manifesto of what Tex-Mex culture is all about. I quite like fajitas. You like them? You must like them. You probably go out and
Absolutely.
Get a bottle of wine every Friday night, get looped in there.
Margaritas.
A margarita. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So the concept of these fajitas began to take root back in the 30s when Mexican vaqueros in Texas developed the fajita from cuts of beef they were tossing. Because it's usually the raw, the bad end of whatever, right? Fish, beef, chicken, isn't it? Or that's what it used to be. Is it now the tough stuff that has to be pounded or marinated?
I don't. I think it's usually skirt steak or something. I don't know. I don't eat beef, so I really have no idea. I do vegetable fajitas or chicken fajitas sometimes, or shrimp.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's a staple dish at this point,
yeah.
right?
I guess that is the point. All right, some other food news of interest and import. Nationwide Hostess recall on hot dog and hamburger rolls.
Just in time for Labor Day coming up, right?
Right, exactly. So these, the Hostess soft white hamburger buns, soft white hot dog buns, there are dozens of batches in the recall. So the point is, if you have Hostess hot dog and hamburger buns, just bring them back to the store. Don't take a chance. Don't try to figure it out. Listeria and salmonella loaded with bacteria, apparently, and they'll cause food poisoning even if you're healthy. It will not do your stomach any good. And if you have a compromised immune system, which we certainly talk a lot about these days, this is bad. Poison stuff. Oof, bad. So be careful and just take them back. That's all. Just take them back. I think I like to have lobster roll. Matter of fact, I'm meeting a friend for lunch today to have a lobster roll.
Oh, and I love lobster rolls.
I know. And they have them over at the Wayside Inn. When you're here, I'm going to take you to the Wayside Inn for either lunch or dinner.
Great.
And you'll love the place. But the rolls are gluten-free, and they are the, the yummiest things. Yum, yum, yum. Okay. There's a new Schitt's Creek cookbook. How much fun is it to say that? A Schitt's Creek cookbook. So what in the world, Victoria, could be...
Can we say the name of it because it's so perfect?
Tastes like shit.
Yeah. That's the name of it.
S-H-I-T. Yeah, of course you can't say it. Anyway, 40 recipes inspired by scenes from the show. Now, you've got me... It's on late night now.
Mm-hmm.
And on Friday night, sometimes I stay up late, and it's in the 11:30 time slot on some, like, MeTV or whatever, one of those aimless networks. And there are all kinds of recipes here. Moira's enchiladas, sloppy Jocelyn's, hangover hollandaise, mozzarella sticks that don't travel well, rosebud motel cinnamon rolls. 4-month anniversary sliders. So anyway, if you like that, the book is called Tastes Like Shit, the unofficial.
I love that they named it that.
On sale at your favorite bookstore for $13. All right?
That's going to be a gift I'm going to be giving a lot
of
this
course.
Year.
Yep. All right. Here's the latest on Boston Cream Donuts. You like Boston Cream? Krispy Kreme has come to Boston, and there is a Boston Cream Donut outfit that just is in Boston or surrounds around here. And so they've been comparing themselves on the local morning TV shows to Krispy Kreme. mm-hmm. Boston cream donuts. Apparently, there is no comparison, according to they've tested it with 25 youngsters, and the youngsters have pretty much all agreed that the Boston cream donut, because these kids don't know this, but doesn't have any trans fats. Whereas the Krispy Kreme donut is loaded with about every fat in captivity. But they're so yummy. There's a Krispy Kreme donut shop in the New York train station. When you go into Madison, under Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
And yep. Have you ever been into that one?
Sure. Yeah.
Oh, my God. And they have those. I remember buying a dozen of them and taking them back on the train with me on a trip from New York to Boston. And I think
did
I ate most
all?
Of them.
I did. They're pretty addictive. I mean, Krispy Kreme and Dunkin' Donuts, like, we didn't... I mean, I grew up
Dunkin'
in New Jersey.
Dunkin' Donuts just don't. Yeah, but Dunkin'
Donuts. Yeah, but we didn't have Krispy Kreme until, I don't know, 10 or 15 years ago. So it never made it this far. It's very prominent all throughout the South, but it never made it up here. Kind of the same way that Dunkin' Donuts isn't really in the South. But
they get compared
a lot. But I like Krispy Kreme donuts because they're not as cakey. As you know, they're lighter, but they are
melt
a lot
in your
sweeter.
Mouth.
Yeah,
yeah.
I feel like
sugary.
There's twice as much sugar.
Do you know who the original investor was who started Krispy Kreme?
No.
Dick Clark.
Really?
Was the first investor. Yep.
Interesting.
Where we got started. Yep. Do you know who, by the way, controls most of the grocery stores? The American Family Farmer this week. Our podcast is a focus in part on who controls the grocery stores. And if you didn't either hear or there, haven't heard me talk about it, then you need to check it out at American Family Farmer Show. It's all about family, food, and the farm. We talk about the millions of dollars available in loans to those who don't have titles to their land through the Homestead Act. Have you heard, I don't think I've talked about that on the air here. Most black farmers who have land don't have title to it because it was given to their families after the war, after the Civil War. Excuse me, the government didn't give them any titles, so they can't borrow money on it because they can't prove they own it.
I know.
Right.
It's awful.
It's a ridiculous reality.
But see, like, that's a great example of, you know, when the whole Black Lives Matter movement really, you know, got a lot of attention after George Floyd's murder, people started talking about systemic racism. And people, you know, some people, like, leaned in and said, yeah, there are plenty of examples of that. Black farmers not being able to get mortgages on their farms and things like that. This is a prime example of systemic racism. This has been going on for how many years has
Long
it been
time.
Since the Civil War?
Right, 150.
So, yeah, that's a prime example. And when people say, systemic racism doesn't exist, well, this is a glaring example of it. Yes, it does.
Sure does. Yep. 48 past the hour.
With the help of Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond, I get everyone's morning started with a smile. It has a delicious and hearty combination of the Cheerios you love, whole grain oats, and sliced almonds for an extra crunchy crunch. That's how I set the rhythm for a great day. Look for Cheerios Oat Crunch Almonds in your local grocery store.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. Hi, I'm Inc. magazine best-selling author Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my brand new book, Wealth Beyond Wall Street, because we all know another market crash could be right around the corner. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough, and since then I discovered a way to grow money potentially double digits, reduce taxes dramatically, and also have my money protected when the next stock market crash hits. When the next market crash hits, you lose nothing. Call Wealth Beyond Wall Street now to get your free copy and talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to get potential double-digit growth during good years and never lose when the next stock market crash hits, all while building a tax-advantaged retirement. Call 800-908-1616 to discover this asset that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to grow wealthy. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call 800-908-1616. That's 800-908-1616, 1-800-908-1616.
Tech. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Inside the world of movies, a level playing field brought to us by Chuck Curry, who's here with Movie Moments. In a matter of moments, we're going to relive an exciting memory from a great movie right after this.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
Fabulous.
But that doesn't mean my eyes will soon be
turning red. Crying's not for me. Raindrops keep falling on my... All right, so anyway, you got the point. It's one of the great movie themes of all time. One of the great buddy movies of all time. One of the great cowboy movies of all time. One of the just... It's a great movie. Bingo. Chucker, what's going on with
That is from Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
Yep.
Today is Robert Redford's birthday. Born, believe it or not, in 1936. Hard to believe. Robert Redford turns 85 years old today. You know what's interesting about that sequence? They threw that song in, and really, it has no place in the film, they just decided to do a sort of a fun montage.
Yeah.
It is a fun montage, it is. But it's sort of jarring when it pops up.
Lot of people, it was a hit song. B.J. Thomas did the song, and it wasn't for the movie, it was just a hit, it was a pop song. And it fit in there, the bicycle scene where she's riding on the handlebars and Newman's riding around on the bike.
Yep.
It really is. The two of them, Victoria and I were talking about this off air, the two of them were great friends in real life. Mm-hmm. Their chemistry was fabulous. Great looking guys, brought people. I mean, they could have played poker or tiddlywinks on the screen and they would have had a hit movie.
They had, there's no doubt that was the right. Listen, you say Robert Redford, you say star power, one of the great iconic movie stars of all time. He re-teamed with Newman and The Sting. I mean, All the President's Men. He did a movie about 20 years ago called The Last Castle that I really like.
Yeah.
And he did a Twilight Zone episode back in 1962 called Not in the Dark, where he played a very likable Grim Reaper. And it's a classic Twilight Zone episode. He was terrific in it. Like a lot of actors who appeared on the Twilight Zone, went on to become a major star in the business in movies. But Robert Redford's one of the great ones. It is, when I think about it, how fast time passes, it is hard to believe he's 85 years old.
I know, that movie he did with Jane Fonda about the Horse Whisperer, another classic. The movie he did a couple of years ago.
All
the
President's Men, I mean, that's a classic film.
Well, but there's a great movie. In the movie he did a couple of years ago about the old robber. It was really a good movie. Anyway, speaking of good movies, looks like Fast and Furious 10 has a release date. What do you think of that? They're going to keep pounding away.
Yeah, they've probably got another two or three in the tank. I mean, this one's done. I think this one's done $500 million worldwide. And considering, you know, post COVID, that's a pretty good number. I mean, if it wasn't for that, it probably would have did $1 billion. I don't know the streaming numbers because Universal Pictures, which releases those movies, not going to release that. But
it's very interesting
franchise.
How popular, speaking of popular, Dwayne Johnson is, and he and Vin Diesel can't stand each other. And so they were trying to get him to come back, and he said, nah, I don't want to work with Vin Diesel. So that's why they brought John Cena in. Apparently he continues on in some role. Now he was a bad guy in the movie, the most recent one, but now he's a good guy, right? That's the way it is.
That's what they do. They did that with Jason Statham, too.
Right.
Bad guy to good guy. They got so many star power. The budgets of those films are astronomical,
they
pay off.
Right. Yeah. Ryan Reynolds, who's in that movie Free Guy that was filmed in Framingham here, was thanking a lot of his friends for being in the movie. I guess Chris Evans, that's kind of cool.
That is cool. I heard there's one major cameo. I haven't seen it yet, but there's a major cameo that brings down the house in that film.
Yeah, I think it's Captain. I haven't seen it either, but I want to go see it. Anyway, John Krasinski, I think, is in it as well. Hugh Jackman. That sort of thing. All right, Chucker, good job. Thank you.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.